Okay, good evening. Want to discuss a few seifim tonight in this in Siman Resh Mem of Kibud Av V'Em, which are definitely interrelated, maybe a little bit overlapping. The first halacha is in Sif Tesvav. Amalo Aviv Lavar Al Divrei Torah. If one's father demands of him or requests of him to do something which is an avera, to do something which is a violation of the Torah, bein mitzvah saseh, whether he's telling him to not perform a mitzvah saseh, which he's chayav to perform, bein mitzvah lo saseh, vafilu mitzvah shel divrayim, and even if it's every time they say the word only the Rabbanan, I have a picture of my 11th grade Rebbe saying only the Rabbanan, so it's hard to say the words, but even if it's only, everyone says what we mean, we say only the Rabbanan, even if it's only the Rabbanan, lo yishmalo, he should not listen, he's not allowed to listen to his father. And the Gemara brings a drasha for this concept that when the father or mothers, when they are tzivoy, when their request or demand conflicts with another mitzvah of the Torah, so that you don't listen to them. Kulchem chayavim bechvodi. You're all chayav. You're all chayav in the covet of the parents. And even though the Gemara says, even though the covet of the parents is, you're all chayav in the covet of the Eibishter. You're all chayav in the covet of the Ribbono Shel. Your parents are also chayav in the covet of the Ribbono Shel. So they also can't command you to do something which is against the Torah. That's what the pasuk is teaching me. And the Gemara explains that even though the covet of a parent is very, very, very chashiv, it's hukash kvodem l'chvod ha-makom. The Torah links, almost equates, or at least compares, the covet of a parent to the covet of the Ribbono Shel Olam himself, and therefore there's a havamina that you would listen to a parent even if it's against a double mitzvah. For example, the Gemara talks about an example of an aveda that the parents tell the child not to return an aveda, or adrabba, let's say the son is a kohen and the father tells him to go into a beis hakfaros, even to do a mitzvah, but whatever it is, then you don't listen. And the Gemara says, "I have a meaning that you would listen because the covet of a parent is very high, very elevated." So the kamashvelan, the pasuk, that you don't listen. You don't listen to them. If they're commanding you something which is against the Torah, you're not supposed to, you don't have to listen, and you're not even allowed to listen. You're not allowed to be over an avera or be mevata from a mitzvah. So a number of the achronim ask a kasha of why we need a pasuk for this, based on the following. There's at least according to one sheet, there's a machlokas later in Shulchan Aruch about in Sif Yud Ches, where the parent is not a shomer mitzvahs, whether you're chayiv to be mechabed altogether, a parent that's not shomer mitzvahs. So the machlok is mechaber and Rama, and Sif Yuches, the mechaber says, mamzer chayiv bechod aviv uvimoro, a mamzer, which means that the father committed some avera of, he was either bolanesh ish, or one of the krovim, one of his relatives, that's chayiv misa, chayiv karas, that's the only way a child is born a mamzer. So that means the father did some, egregious avera. Nevertheless, says the mechaber, mamzer chayiv bechod aviv uvimoro. Afilu haya aviv rashim al averos. Now the case of the mamzer could be that maybe by now he did tshuva, whatever. Zag the mechaber, even if he's an ongoing avarian. Afilu haya aviv rashim al averos mechabdo u'misyari b'menu. That's the psak of the mechaber. But the Rama says, "Hagavu yesh amrim de'ena mechuyev lechabed aviv rasha ela imkein asa tshuva," and brings a rishonim like this, that there are those that say that no, there's no chiyev of, there's no mitzvah kibud aveim, no chiyev kibud aveim on a parent that's a rasha. It's currently a rasha. So for many achronim, the shita that one doesn't have to be mechabed a parent who's a rasha. So why would I need a pasuk to tell me that if the parent is mitzvah one, the mitzvah of the child to do an avera, that you don't listen? If the parents tell them to do avera, then chora by definition that makes them a rasha, and a rasha. So, according to the shitas harama, according to the rishonim that the Rama is quoting, you don't listen anyway. So, according to that shita, why would we need a pasuk?
I don't know if this is the best proof, but what about Eliphaz? He still did kibud av ein, even though his father was Russia.
That's correct. He did that. So like you said, I'm not sure if Eliphaz is our Rebbe, you know, that we learned from the fact that he did that. I mean, he wanted his, what was the kibud av ein? He wanted to kill Yaakov Avinu, right? So, I mean, we just learned that that's not kibud av ein.
Right.
Elvai, number one, some we can't learn from Eliphaz. Number two, although Eliphaz's father was pretty good at kibud av ein, but, you know, not necessarily with all the dictum halacha. Anyways, before Kabbalah Sitar and things like that. But
in Sefer Ches, what's the part for the Ramashita? That you don't have to be
Tur Mardechai Perakei Zed goes Maimini.
I'm saying, is that a pasuk? What is it?
Oh, actually, let's see. What is the Gra says here? Imash Isa Bebab Kama Dapsadi Dalid Gam Kim Bishasa Tshuva, etc. So what's the reason that you wouldn't have to mechayev? Because if it's Eino Osei Ma'aseh Amecha, like, I think that's the pasuk. I didn't really look through all the redness, if you had to be honest. But I think just like you have by many mitzvahs where it says Lo Selech Rachel Ba'amecha, many things that the mitzvahs Bein Adam Lechavero are only with another yid who's Osei Ma'aseh Amecha. And Kibud Av Em, at least according to many, is a mitzvah, you know, is a mitzvah Bein Adam Lechavero, according to many. So therefore, perhaps that follows there that if he's not, he has to be an Osei Ma'aseh Amecha in order to.
So the Rishonim's kasha is that you just fall into the general category of Riech, but it has to be the Mitzvah.
Yeah, I mean, yes. No, is this? Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure. Like, whatever the reason is, I mean, it's not like some sort of a Takanas Chacham or something. Not the Mechav, but it's definitely a Midin Daraisa. Right, so it's
the
Pitur, right. Say the Pitur, not the Mechav to Rosh, is not based on a Chazal constant. It really, in a Torah, you should Mechav in a Chazal, put a Knas on him. That's not what it is. It's definitely a Din Daraisa. So it's Din Daraisa. Okay, so there are a lot of different Terutzim, which are probably, you know, not necessarily the Fipshuta Shadavar. So, and then there's the Terutz, which I think is pretty basic. So let me just tell you for some of the Terutzim, which are maybe not the most basic, but possible to reason. Rav Moshe in the Dibros Moshe says, that you need the pasuk not for a case where the father is mitzaviyu, but let's say there's a case where you know that your father very much wants a hot bowl of soup and a Shabbos, and he's not asking you to do it. Shabbos is not asking you to make him a bowl of soup, but you know that he has a bad cold, and his throat is hurting him, and he would love a hot bowl of soup. So, if not now here, he's not. Your father's not telling you to do an aveira. So here, if not for the pasuk that says not to, if there's a havamina that yes, the mitzvah kibud av em should be docha the aser of Shabbos. And even though Shabbos is an aseh and a losa aseh, but that's what the Gemara says. But the aseh of kibud av em is hukish kvod mechod amakam. It's such a chashiv aseh, and I have a havamina that it's doicha even a lav and a losa aseh. So Rav Moshe says the case could be where the father's not asking you. The father's not making mar. He didn't ask you to do it, but you know it's a mitzvah. If your father doesn't ask you during the week, if your father has a bad cold and you know he would love a bowl of soup, but he doesn't want to ask you, he doesn't want to be matriach you, or he's whatever, about it's a mitzvah to do it. You make a mitzvah deraisa. So there would have a havamina, you should do it. Kamashva, not that's a teretz Rav Moshe says. Another teretz I saw brought down from the sefer called Minchas Aron, not really that sefer, that you need the pasuk for a case where let's say something is a machlokas poskim, and the father holds his mutter, and the son holds its usser. And both legitimate shittas, but the son, you know, he's Talmud of whatever, such as a Rebbe, and the Rebbe told him, no, this is usser to do. But the father's Rebbe told him it's mutter to do. So maybe the father's not a Rasha for asking the son to do it, because l'shitas, the rav that he asked the shalas to do, it's mutter to do it. So he's not a Rasha asking him, but yet the son can't do it, because l'fi that day. And now this touches on something we'll talk about soon, but assuming, let's say, an extreme case where it's very black and white, this one holds its mamish, you know, there's no problem, and the son's Rebbe holds its mamish and isser. And
isser, you isser.
Okay. Right, I was thinking of... that the father wants a peeled carrot. and he only has the only thing he can do with is a carrot peeler. The father follows Rabbi Shishi, Rabbi Shelz, and he's a carrot peeler on Shabbos. And others hold, according to Rabbi Yashua, is Nisa Teresa. And so his mom is a Talmud, Mufuk, Rabbi Yashua. It's Nisa Teresa. The only way to peel the carrot is he's a carrot peeler. So as far as he didn't peel the carrot, he's Rabbi Shelz's mother. Things like that. Okay, but these Teretzim are probably, it's hard, you know, to think that this would be the Iker Pshad, or I need a pasuk like a case like that. And there are many other Teretzim along these types of lines. But what I think maybe is, more basic Teretzim, both Rabbi Kivega and the Chassam Sofer say the following, that if the Torah had not written this pasuk that Kulcham Chayav Mechvodi, that, or, you know, Tov Avicha Chayav Mechvodi, that Ani Hashem, it was Ani Hashem, listen to me, my cover trumps everything. If not for that gilui in the pasuk, so maybe if your father asks you to do something, so it wouldn't be usher to do it. Because I have a mitzvah, keep it aveim, normally it's usher to cook a bowl of soup on Shabbos. In Echanami, it's mamash, it's a skila, normally. But when your father's asking, so now it becomes a mitzvah, adarabba. It's it's normally also to shecht an animal on Shabbos. This is the raisa. But if you're shechting a carbon tamid shel shachar, or the carbon musaf, it's not an iser. It's a mitzvah. It's a chiyuv. No iser. You're going to say, "Guy, what am I going to do? The Shem told me to shecht this animal, but Hashem told me to keep Shabbos. I don't know what to do." No, it's ridiculous. You're supposed to be. It's docha Shabbos. So if not for a pasuk, if not for the chiddush of the Torah, ani Hashem, so your father telling you, "I want a hot bowl of soup. Please cook me a hot bowl of soup, memela." That mitzvah is Deicha Shabbos, so it's not Avera. So I need the Torah to tell me, no, your father shouldn't be telling you that. Kulchem chayovim b'chvodi, en echanami. Till Hashem wrote that pasuk, your father would have the koach. He would have the koach to do that and create a mitzvah, like bring a carbon tamid, and then create a mitzvah, or bris milah, the eighth day, the baby's eighth day. It's a mitzvah to do the milah, and despite all the malachas that are involved in the etzem ma'aseh milah. So here too, despite the malachas involved in the mitzvah of kibbutz aveim, it's a mitzvah to do it, and it's Deicha Shabbos. Your father doesn't have there's no starting point. Hashem can give you a mitzvah to do a bris milah on Shabbos, to bring a carbon tamid, but your father can't. That's the chiddush of the pasuk. I think, to me, that's like such a basic teretz, and as I saw both from Kivager and Chassam Sofer, according to saying this teretz. Okay, so Eichshiyah, we definitely have that is the halacha, that you can't listen to your parents to do an avera or to be mevatel from a mitzvah. Now, that being said, there are so many levels here, so many cases discussed. If you look through the various svarim on kibbutz aveim, which there are a number of very chashuv svarim in this mitzvah, there are so many different cases brought of things which are, it's a mitzvah, it's a quasi mitzvah, or maybe it's a mitzvah kiyumis, or maybe it's a hanhaga teva or a minig, and you, which you want to do, but your father is commanding you not to do it for some reason. Or the other, or a case of an is something which is, it's not mamish an iser, it's not so right to do it, or maybe again there's perhaps a minig not to do it, or it's not, and where it's not black and white, like gray areas. How should one be knowing then when the father commands him? Do you listen to your father and not do the hanhaga tova, which you always do this hanhaga, you're always knowing this way, or you never do that? Carrying in an Erev, Mashal. Let's assume it's an Erev, which is LP, you know, many shittas, it's kosher, it's a shaila, there's no kosher, there's definitely shailas, there are those that would passel it, so maybe that's not even the best example, because that's a machlok is posken, but let's assume the son doesn't hold, he's not a bar hachi to be machriya, that's asur, and even the rav that he asked, or his rabbi from yeshiva, he didn't tell him, yes, I hold the area of his pasul because of this and this reason, I hold like these rishonim, and one who carries in the area is doing the wrong thing. No, he's just saying, it's not kedai, don't be machlis rosh into a machlok, because you shouldn't act that way, you should, you know, you should be machber. It's pasish for ben taira to carry, so when my father's asking you to please bring him something, bring him some food, which involved carrying there, or whatever the seed of the father is. So what about a case like that? Are you entitled to stand behind your normal hanhaga and say, it's not random that I do this, this is the way my Rebbe was madrich me, and it's based on, you know, chashas and halacha, hagam, if it would be maybe certain very urgent situations, you would be makel, perhaps, but typically you wouldn't. You wouldn't be mekel stam because it's convenient. So are you? Should you do it now, or should you not do it now? That's one example. Or other cases, and there are many cases where a child wants to do something, some sort of hanhaga of, let's say, milsa de chasidusa, or whatever, wants to grow a beard. He's a, you know, he's a bacher, let's say, even he's a bacher, let's grow a beard. And his father, he's 15, 16, and he could already grow, took a beard, and the parents, they don't want him to grow a beard. It's too young, or it's going to start the shidduch, or whatever it is, they don't want him to grow a beard. So he wants to grow a beard, why? Because shaving is it's a complex shaila. There are those that hold that even the electric shavers we use are very not pashut, maybe even Aser Gomer. And we have Dolim who tell us that it's fine, you could use them. So that's one reason, or perhaps he wants to grow a beard for other reasons. He feels it'll be Mesayim, Mischitzonios, Maoris, Apnimius, you know, or maybe he's even in a part of a chevra where that's more makubal, maybe more of a chassidish or chevra, the type of thing. So does he have to listen to that? So the list goes on and on about these types of shilas.
Wants to keep yashan, but his parents... So
the list goes on and on, and there are so many different... So I'll just share with you a few things. So first, I have written down from a long time ago that I heard from the Rishkal in Chicago, from David Zucker, Shlita, that he must have... I guess he heard it from the Bacher, because... You'll hear in a minute that a bacher from a Hasidish background, a Hasidish family, a munkach, says they're from Hasidim munkach, but the father was clean shaven. No, it's like many Hasidim, Mesiachis to the Hasidim, and Mstamidam, the Gartel, the father, and whatever, other Mahar probably didn't put tefillin on, and Chalamoid, and various other things, but he was clean shaven. So he wasn't, you know, really following fully, and maybe he's a business. Anyway, the son wanted to grow a beard. That's our Masara, son wanted to grow a beard. So he called Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky. It's Ali asked, and he asked him the shaila. So Rabbi Yaakov told him that I can't answer the shaila over the phone to someone who I don't know. Meaning, I have to meet with him and discuss things to get more of a background. Probably would want to see where is he coming from. Is he really sincere? Is he genuine through and through, etc. And how much is about his father? So Rabbi Yaakov didn't want to answer him. So the same bacher says he called Ramosha, and Ramosha said, one second. Yeah, he said that he doesn't have to listen to his father. This is what he could grow a beard. That's what it says here in my notes. Okay, so that's a piyush moment I heard from David Zucker. Now, looking around at the Svarim, there's a lot of discussion about these types of things, as I said. So I was matik a few cases from the Svarim about, I guess most of them as matik are cases where it's a question of a mitzvah, which is like a mitzvah kiyumis. For example, there's a tshuva in the Chaim Shal, which was Chaim Shal, that's the Chidah, where a father told his son that he doesn't want it to be an apotropis for Yisomim. Now, it was common that Yisomim basically would set up an apotropis to handle their monetary affairs until they are old enough to, to do it on their own. And it's a mitzvah gedola. In fact, basically would be mamana somebody if they didn't have, if the appropriate person didn't volunteer. Basically would be mamana somebody. Or if sometimes the father was mamana somebody for his death. Whatever it is. But it was a big tzarech, and it's a big mitzvah. But it's a big responsibility. Dealing with other people's monies. And you can imagine that it could run into... areas where could run into difficulty when they're dealing with other people's monies, and maybe people have tainas and et cetera, et cetera. So this father told his son he doesn't want him to get involved in it. He did not want him to be a mishum b'sumim. So says the chida chayav l'shmolo. Degam zehu mitzvah, aval lo chayav. It's a mitzvah, but it's not a chayav. It's not a chayav to do that. So he said he has to listen to his father.
So the father says not to go for the yom.
Yeah, something like that, right? Now, on the other side, it's brought, there's a sefer called Mishpat HaAveda, which is so called here, quotes a psak from Shlomo Zalman, that a father told his son not to wear a beged of dal knafos, so he won't be chayiv. It says, he didn't tell him, don't wear tzitzis on, or his tzitzis ripped, and the pasul said, let's say, good enough, don't worry about it. No, he didn't tell that. That would be mamish. you know, if he had to wear the beged, if he was wearing, then that would be a bit of a say. But no, he's telling him, don't wear the beged. So the Arish Lama Zemim said, no, he doesn't have to listen to him. That's part of Kulchem Chayim Mechvodi. So that's already like a minog Yisrael, that in Bechol Tzutzis Yisrael, to do that, to wear a beged, to be machlis yourself into that chiyuv. So that's perhaps more than just like stam a mitzvah, you know, a mitzvah kiyumis. Here, one more example here. The Knesset Yechezkel talks about a father told his son he didn't want him to be a sandik at a bris. So he says like this, Im eino no sein siba nechona ledvarav, if he doesn't explain himself with a logical rationale, a reason why, ein lo lishmo la'aviv da'havi kizilzu b'hamitzvah. Even though it's not a mitzvah chiyuvis, nonetheless, v'im no sein tam maspik ledvarav yishmelo. So this really touches on another halacha, which is brought at the end of the siman, and that is, bichlal, does a child have to listen to his parent when they ask him to do something or not to do something, which is bichlal not nogeh the parent? It's, you know, they tell him, they, you know, let's say the son lives in a different city, and the father tells him, I don't want you going to a certain place, or I don't want you to wear a certain type of suit, or whatever it is. And in the case of the son, the father will never know, and it doesn't affect the father at all. He feels it's best for the son to do this or not to do this, or whatever he has, that he wants him to do something, not to do something, and the father will, it's not a zilzal if he does, it's not a zilzal to the father. The father will never know about it. It's not like people are going to tell him, oh, I saw you, I know you don't want your son there, I saw him there. No, it's not a zilzal. Nobody knows that his father told him that, so, you know, it won't affect the father, akiyuzet. Do you have to listen or not?
You might ask.
Okay, so then he'll have to deal with it then, but, you know, maybe, but maybe he won't. We've got a wild example. As the child's growing up and he goes away to yeshiva, his mother tells him, make sure you change your socks every morning. Oh, she wants to change her socks every morning. So she's not going to ask him. You know, she's not going to ask him, did you change that? She's not doing his laundry, so it's not going to get back to her. When he comes home for yeshiva, yeah, he'll make sure to change his socks every morning. Does he have to change his socks every morning in the dormitory, or does he not? That's you know, type of example. Maybe it's a little weird example, but that's the type of shiloh. So there's a big shiloh about that. So it's based, it starts with, there's a famous marik, which the last line in the siman, the Ramah quotes a marik, that if a parent is mocha, that the child wants to marry a certain woman, and she's hogun and roi for him, and he wants to marry her, and the father says, I don't want you marrying her. And it's not a question that it's a bazillion for the father, that, you know, it's pasnish for him that his son should marry a girl from this family or whatever. No, nothing of the sort. I don't want you marrying her. I think you can do better, or whatever it is, something like that, or you know, this type of thing. So he says, Ein tzarech l'shmo ha'av. The Marik says he doesn't have to listen. Now the Marik gives three reasons for this din. One of the reasons is this. The third reason, I think, is this, that it's not nogeya the father. So again, when the girl is, you know, the woman is perfectly roy and she's going to be respectful to the parents and whatever, it's the father, he doesn't like I said, he thinks my son can do better than that. She's like, he can marry a Rosh Hashiva's daughter. He doesn't have to suffice with this young lady or whatever else. He can marry somebody who's whatever, it's a better job, whatever it may be. But it's not nogeya the father in any way. So that's the Marik's reason. That's the third reason Marik says you don't have to listen. So some learn out from the So we see for Shemarik that if it's something is not nogeya the parent, you don't have to listen. But many others tiny that the Marik only said this as one of three reasons. And there is a rule, Lemaisa, there's a rule that if a Pesek paskins a Nachron, paskins a Shiloh based on numerous reasons, or multiple reasons, so one can't necessarily say, well, you know, a couple of reasons apply in my case, so I can do it also. No, if you're a Bar Hachid, you'd be Machriya based on the other reasons, fine. But just to say, okay, so, you know, this Nachron paskin that, and the Behuta paskin that in a case like this, he had four reasons why it's mutter, so I only have three of the reasons, or two of the reasons, but they're compelling reasons. You're not allowed to do that. You can't, you know, if you're just basing yourself on the Nadav Yehuda, you have no right to do it unless you can check every box that the Nadav Yehuda checked.
Only by Nachron?
That
rule only applies to Nachron.
Well, in general, we don't typically just pull out a psak from Rishonim because we're too far away from
them. Also, Rishonim don't do that. usually
give. Yeah, well, they don't give as many, but they could sometimes give one reason. Okay, so there's a very big din lemaisa. What is the din lemaisa in this halacha? So I'll just, like I wrote just some basic marimakomas, but to give like the kitzur nimritz in a one line, there's this sefer called Mora Hora Kibudim quotes as follows: V'chein shemati lahalacha mipi Maran Agon Rabbi Yashiv u'mipi Maran Agon Rabbi Tzina Abishol shechayev l'shmoa v'koylam. The halacha lemaisa, you do, one does have to listen to his parents, even where somebody's not looking at them. And but they added, if it's a makom sheyesh hefsed al yedei zeh or meniyah shalom bayis, whatever, there's something of that sort, so then he's not. Then he's enu chayev l'shmoa b'kolam. Okay, there are a lot of deis in this matter, a lot of opinions this way and that way, whether a person's chayev or not. But okay, so now getting back to our case here. So the father tells him, I don't want you to be a sandik. So, and he doesn't have any. You know, reasonable explanation for why. Just listen to me. I don't want you to be a sandik. But he refuses to. He doesn't say, I can't explain, but trust me, I have a very good. Not even that. Maybe that might be different. If you really do trust the father, you really feel he is interested in your good, and he's not an unreasonable person. And he says, I can't explain it, but please, I'm asking you this, and I have a valid reason. That might be different. But if he doesn't really even claim, he says, no, I don't want you to do it. Who knows what could happen? You know, you're holding the baby in their vase. Who knows what happens? Let's say the mole doesn't do such a good job. I don't want you to get blamed. You know, there are people that would personally, or maybe, I don't know, who knows? Maybe you'll pass out when you see the blood. And the boy knows. The son knows he's not going to. He's been there before. He's not going to pass out. These types of things. So says the Knesset Cheskel that if he doesn't have a justifiable reason, you don't have to listen. That because it's part. Again, let me just see the way he said it. He doesn't maybe speak out of this, but this is an example of someone that's bamish not no gay of the father. It's not a gay him at all whether the son's a sandik or not. So here, where it's a mitzvah to do it, so then you don't listen. That this is perhaps similar to the Marik's case. Besides, well, the Marik also had other reasons, but where it's a mitzvah to do it, it's a mitzvah. The thing that he wants to do is a mitzvah to do, and the father is not giving any good reason why not to do it, and it's not nogei of the father. Then we have from the Knesset Cheskel that you don't have to do it.
It's mitzvah kibud of ein. What difference does it make if there's a reason or not? It's still a pegi and it's covered if you don't listen.
That's not so pasha because if pegi is covered, when you say the word pegi is covered. You're right. If it's something that's a zilzal to him, some say every time you don't listen to, don't do something, father, the male, it's you're being mavatal in the midst of mora. But many say not like that. That if it's only if the father is telling something which is, you know, with justifiable. If the mitzvah of kibud av v'aim is only to be mishamish them and to take care of their needs, and so then when it's not nogei, that's not the mitzvah. Right? That's not the chiyuv. You know, either Bosh, I mean, you have to listen to whatever he says. But apparently, you know, it's not, that's good for the child. You have to listen.
If they're giving it a reason, why does that fix it? And still, it's not taking care of it.
If he's saying something reasonable and rational, so it could be, first of all, could be then we would be machmer. Many are machmer in this din, I'm saying. So if the father, if it's a form of a mitzvah, not a mitzvah chiyuvis, but it is a mitzvah chiyuvis, it is a proper thing to do, like being the sandik, when they be machaber to do it. And the father is not giving any reason, and we have the shittas that say you don't have to listen with sandikah, so then we'd be machmer that way. Whereas if the father is giving a you know, a reasonable explanation for it, what he's saying makes sense, then it's taka much more of a zilzal, not you know, to disregard when he's talking rationally, and then we'd be, you know, machmer for the other side. Okay, so lemaisa, as I said, there are countless cases. If you even just looking in what it brings in the svarim, you could show you like 15, 20 other examples. But the bottom line is that the person has to use a lot of, you know, a lot of seichel, a lot of yishev hadas, a lot of mesinos in deciding these things, and probably very often discuss it with, you know, someone else, someone who's not nogei b'davar, who's very often the son, you know, is a nogei b'davar. He wants to do it, and telling him not to do it. So it shouldn't be really quick, very quick to make these decisions. But when it's not black and white, but it's something that should be weighed very well. It reminds me, I heard a maisa not that long ago. I don't remember where I heard it, but I believe it was from a reliable source that a maisa about a there was a young bacher who was in yeshiva somewhere in Europe back in the, you'll see in the early part of the 20th century, and the Chavetz Chaim was going to be visiting the town where he was learning in yeshiva, and the whole yeshiva was going to go out to be, you know, mekabel panim, to go see the Chavetz Chaim, read the Chavetz Chaim, hopefully we'll get, you know, brachas from the Chavetz Chaim, and v'chulu v'chulu. So he mentioned this to his parents, and his parents told him they didn't want him to go. Why not? Because he was very small. He's a very small boy, and they said, I'm afraid it's dangerous. There are a lot, you know, it could be throngs of people there, very likely, and you're not such a big guy, and we're afraid that you can get hurt, you can get injured. I mean, unfortunately, we know these things happen. And so the parents were very concerned for the boy's welfare, and they said, we do not want you to go. So he was terribly, terribly disappointed, but he listened to his parents. His parents told him not to go. Now, l'chara, this is an example of something where it does make sense. You know, it's a mitzvah to be mekabel panim of another gadol, but lav davka is a mitzvah chiyuvis. And his parents were worried about his well-being, so he did the right thing, and he didn't go. So then the boys come back and everything. They should come back, and they're all, you know, obviously very zooped up from seeing the Chavetz Chaim. The Chavetz Chaim gave him a bracha that they should have a richas yomim, and of course he feels bad. He's naturally, but anyway, fast forward, whatever it is, 80 years later or something like that, and this now man in his 90s tells his children, grandchildren, whatever it is. He says, you know, I want you to know that I was keeping track of everyone that I could, all my chaverim that I knew of in the yeshiva who were there at the time, went to, you know, who was zoch to see the Chavetz Chaim, and I wasn't. And I'm sorry to say, but the last one of them was just recently nifter. So all the boys, they all got a bracha from the Chavetz Chaim for Richas Yamim, and Mestamim and didn't have a Richas Yamim. But he got a bracha on the Baruch Shalom. The Baruch says, "Kabeis Avicha v'Zimecha l'man yirichin yomecha." That's also a bracha. So he says, my bracha, you know, the Baruch Shalom, paid me back, and it was my rechiyom more than, you know, every single person. That's the nesuch of the story. Okay. Anyway, now the next sif in the Shulchan Aruch, the sif we started with was sif Tezvav. The next sif says like this: Ha'av shetziva es beno shelo yedaber imploni. Father commands his son, I don't want you talking to so-and-so. I don't want you speaking to him. V'shelo yimcholo adzman katsav. Also, I don't want you to be mochlim. You know what he did? And don't be mochlim for, I don't know. Think about it. Come back maybe next Yom Kippur. This Yom Kippur, out of the question. V'haben ho'yerotzel is pious. Miad. The son was willing. Maybe he knows this person did something against the son, presumably. But the son is willing to be mochlim. And he wants to be mochlim. His father tells him, no, he does not deserve mechila. I don't want you associating with him. He did a terrible thing to you, and it's not right. And don't be so. Ben Yeritzel spies miyad lule tzavas aviv. What's the din? So what do you say the din is? Say mechaber ein lo lachlish the tzavasa. Don't listen to your father's tzava. You should be mochel him. And zog the shach and the taz. Shasil listen to Lishim Yehudi in Lo Shiro of Arvera, but like you can't bear a grudge, can't hold sin against the Yid. Excuse me, the Taz says the same thing. So, and the Taz has the words Nimtza Shahav Mitzava Oso Lavar Al Divrei Torah. So then that begs the question. So then, why do we need the Sif? So what do we just say? Sif Tezvav said, the father said, Amalo Aviv Lavar Divrei Torah. Bei Mitzlo say, even Daron, don't listen. So why do we have, there are countless examples. Why do we need Sif the Zion to come along and say, if the father tells him not to speak to Ploni, bear, you know, hold it against Ploni, and don't be boichel him, don't speak with him, don't listen. Why? He's like the Taz, because he's telling him level to retire. So then why, so what's the point of the Sif?
Because the Isser is not here to tell Ploni that you're boichel. You can be boichel when you're late.
Okay, so that's bigger what they the Mepharshim answer that here. So he brings first a sefer called Kibbutz Avim. Kasa b'shem chacham echad. Tahachidishu, he writes, the zehu b'chlal sinas chinam labein. Avagav de belibo enu sona los yehudi. El shenim medabri. He's just not talking because he doesn't want to speak with him because his father's not to speak with him. He really doesn't hold it against him. And maybe he's talking mochlam, like you're saying, he doesn't hold it against him. But kamash v'lam, but even that, gufa, not speaking with him, is out of hatred or out of apparent consequence of what he did to you. The fact that he's not speaking with him, he hasn't spoken to him, you know, since then, whatever it is, and he continues to refuse to speak with him, and it certainly appears, it gives the appearance that, so that gufa is not, so the father tells him, don't speak with him because of this and this, then that gufa is called an issur of sinna, even though belibo he doesn't feel it. That's what he says. But he brings it this Sfas Emes on Shulchan Aruch here, asks this as a kasha. It's like this Sfas Emes. Ayin betor hatam dehavi kitzivo laver de retara. V'yesh la'ayin. Kivin de be'emes humispayes. V'gam chaver yodea kein shomo ne'elu dabri imo machus sabo so'av. This Sfas Emes is making like an assumption, the kasha. Okay, but let's say that would be the case where somehow he gives the message through a third party, the Ploni, that... you know, I'm really okay with it, don't worry about it, but I can't, and my father told me not to, you know, I'm sorry, I can't do it, because my father told me. So he knows that. So lama over alosisna, where's the alosisna? What's the avera? Memela, why can't he taka do it? Why can't he taka, you know, refrain from speaking to the person? Kolzman, his father wants him to refrain from it, as long as he, you know, the message is clear that he doesn't hate him. So he says, v'haya efshad demayri davka b'mayat hayatsavash yisna'eyu. Maybe he's like, this is Taka talking about that this, the father's being telling him to Taka hate him. So if that's not the case, if the case is not that he's telling him to hate him, he's just telling him to avoid him, so why should it be us? So like this Sfas Emes, Ach mikol malkim yishlomi dimitzad sha'av osa shelo kidin b'zu atzava harei legabe ze ke'enu osa maisa emecha ve'en l'shmo alo. V'gein gabe yishlomi dimikol malkim adei shle davim b'yovel yilasis. Now the first tarot is Sfas Emes didn't get so well. First tarot is that the father becomes an enu maisa osa maisa emecha because the father is telling him to do an aveira. The father wants him to hold it against Ploni. So then that should get into the other... halacha we started with, right? The halacha of the machlokes mechav and ramah. But the second teretz of the Sfas Emes says, because gam yishlomi kol malkam ayidei shle dabri mo yavoli dei lo sisna. Perhaps the guva by acting cold, by acting upset with him, that guva could perhaps, you know, build on itself and breed the hatred. So that's what he said. But then he brings also from the Shal Shuvas Knesset Yecheskel. That it means Avshaben lo yavro lo sisnas chicha. Tari belibo yodei asherot l'spayis. That's good for the chiddush. Basically, he said that internally he's mochel and he's happy, he's okay with it. But nevertheless, he shouldn't do it. That's how some learn. So that would be the chiddush of this din. Now there's one earlier sif. Just want to bring in. There's one earlier sif that says like this. Sif yud beis. Amalo aviv hashkeni mayim. The father asked for a drink of water. V'yesh lefan of lasis mitzvah veris. But just then, the son had a mitzvah to perform, which is a mitzvah of eris, a mitzvah which, if he doesn't do it now, he's gonna lose it. Kagon kuras meis o levaya, to participate in levaya, to maybe even be active in kuras meis, and if he's gonna go take care of the father, I mean, Yishkeni Mayim is just an example. Yishkeni Mayim probably doesn't take that long unless the father's, I mean, they didn't have telephones, but if the father's calling him from the other side of town, please come over and give me a drink, okay? Otherwise, okay, but that's just an example. Something that's going to prevent him from being able to be Isaac in the mitzvah.
Yeah, to
get some water. Okay, fine. So, if others could do the mitzvah, it's not a mitzvah which is his participation is integral in, then Yaska b'kavod aviv, then he should leave the mitzvah and go do what his father wants. Because again, we're talking about a mitzvah, it's not chiyuvis, and it'll happen anyway. I'm skipping the Ramah for a minute. Vim ein shema cherem lasos, the Mechaber continues, if there aren't others to do it, yasik b'mitzvah v'yineach kavod aviv. So now, here we're not talking, here the Mefarshim explain, this is not talking about that the father was trying to set him up, trying to get him to do it. Because if the case would be that the father knows that he has to be osing in this mitzvah, and he's needed for the mitzvah, Lamashal, that they say an Ani needs help. Somebody needs help with somebody. He's the only one around to help the guy. And his father doesn't want him to help him, either because he doesn't like the guy or because his father doesn't want him to do a mitzvah or whatever the reason. The father knows that and he says, no, come here, Hashkeni Mai. So that would be Pashut. That you wouldn't, we wouldn't need this sift. That's Nichlal and Sift as well. That even whether it's a mitzvah say, mitzvah lo saseh, you're not allowed to listen to your father not to do it. So if it's a mitzvah, she'ir shadei acherim, you're needed for the mitzvah. So then, even if it's a mitzvah which is just circumstantial, but you're the person on the spot. So of course you wouldn't listen. Elamai is talking about the father doesn't necessarily know even. The father asked him, he called him up, he asked him to do him a toy, do something for him. And it punked works out that he can't do it now. So if he can't do it now without passing up a mitzvah, so even there the din is that he has to do the mitzvah. The mitzvah comes first, and that's the that's nichlal in the din of kolchem chayavim bechlodi. Since the father is also mechuyev to be mechaber the Ribbono Shel'olam, so memela, even though the father was not trying in any way to interfere with that, nevertheless he has to listen, he has to do the mitzvah. And it says, of course, he should try to explain it to his father, tell him, communicate with him why he's not doing it. And if when he finishes the mitzvah, if he's still able to help his father, he should definitely do that.
The father is not Iveris. The father's request is not a mitzvah Iveris, meaning if you don't give him a cup of water, he'll get it himself.
Well, that still makes it a mitzvah veris. It just means it's efshad de'acherim. His father can do it himself.
Oh,
but it's still a mitzvah veris. He lost that mitzvah.
Right.
But even if it is, because we're saying when the two clash, a mitzvah veris of kibbut av and a mitzvah veris, a different one, then it's the kibbut av takes a back seat because the father's chayiv in just like similar to the halacha we mentioned, which is a difference if when the father and mother both ask for something together, parents that are married to each other, so and they both ask for something. And simultaneously, and he can only do one, or he'll do one first, and maybe you're doing one, he's going to be mevatel the other one. He has to do his father's ratzon first because his mother is also chayiv in the kibbut of his father, in the covenant of his father. So Mimele, even though it's going to lose out. So here, the father's chayiv in the covenant of Hashem, so Mimele has to do that. The Ramad adds in, however, that if he already began, v'mhischel v'mitzvah t'chila yigmar. The isik v'mitzvah patabas, he's going in the first case where he says, it's efshar de'acherim, other people can do it. Meaning even if he would stop, somebody else could take over, nevertheless he doesn't do that. Once he started the mitzvah, the din is that he doesn't stop. That's part of the main din of osik mitzvah putam in a mitzvah. So once he's already osing it, then we don't say, well, the father has to drop his request in the middle. That we don't say. Once it's already, he's doing it, he's in the process of doing the mitzvah, he's supposed to continue that mitzvah. And the Rebbe also adds at the end that by the case of where there's nobody, it says, with nobody else to do the mitzvah, then he has to do it, even though, even at the expense of covering his father. He says that's only if the mitzvah is overis. But if the mitzvah is not overis, that was the case of the mechaber. So the Ramah is just clarifying, speaking out. If it's not a mitzvah overis, then he should do his father's ratzon. His father wants a drink, and he was going to do something. He's going to do something else, and whatever it may be. But he could do it later. It's not the only opportunity. He could do the same thing later. So then, if he has to listen to his father, then it's not a clash. He has to listen to his father, take care of his father first, and then go do the other mitzvah. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you all for joining.
I think the phone may have died.